Dan Bongino.
American greatness, Julie Kelly, Silicon Valley, and Team Biden are colluding to rig the 2020 election. Piece goes on. I know I say I rarely use four screenshots, but this is a good piece, like a really good piece. It's really worth your time. We've used them 2 days in a row, so it can't be that rare. But check this out. Oh, here we go, making their appearance again. The Transition Integrity Project and Protect the Results. Two groups associated with leftist big money people and leftist big money people associated with our friend George Soros. One group, at least, Transition Integrity Project. These are the two groups calling for chaos after the election, by the way. One tip specifically calling for a street fight. Quote, Julie Kelly's piece. So big tech, unpunished and undeterred, is working with subversive groups such as the Transition Integrity Project and Protect the Results. Misnomers, to say the least. To purge their platforms of any content that calls out their tactics, particularly any post that questions the legality of vote by mail. This is unbelievable. This is incredible. Democrats plan to extend Election Day into January under the guise of counting every vote. Oh, that sounds so nice. Until they collect enough ballots to declare Biden the winner. I keep telling you this is the plan. You've been warned. While the process drags on, social media and internet providers will aid that effort by rigging content in the Democrats' favor. Their complicity is already underway. Folks, again, I hate to keep coming back to this. I just can't stand having to repeat a story. I will only do it if I feel it is of grave importance to you. You understand their battle plan now? Dog whistles to tech. You will do what we say. That's what Hillary did. It's as simple as that. You'll pull down conservative content after the election, leave left-wing content up. Of course, they comply. Then you have these Transition Integrity Project and Protect the Results, nonsensically named groups, by the way. They have the exact opposite intention of integrity or protecting anything. Pollute the Results should be their real name. And they plan on censoring conservatives just long enough to create enough political pressure after the election, if Trump won, to, quote, count every vote, which means, Joe, find more votes.
Right.
Until Joe Biden is declared a winner. Kind of the Ellen Sowerbrey election in Baltimore. Joe remembers well. When Ellen Sowerbrey, a Republican, won the governorship in Maryland.
Yeah.
And a couple of days later, they had to go to Baltimore City. And Joe, shocker, they found new votes. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. She was really surprised at that. Yeah,
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Yeah.
Right? Then they called. Then, of course, what did they do? They insulted her for challenging. They called her Ellen Sour Grapes.
Yes, exactly,
for saying,
Daniel,
hey, that's kind of weird. I won that election a few days ago. And you found new votes? Weird. You understand the contours of their plot now? Use your Democrat rainmakers, public profile people. The blue checkmark brigade led by Queen Hillary. Pressure the tech tyrants who don't even need pressure. They're all liberal lunatics anyway. To censor conservative content after the election. So the only content you're seeing and hearing in the tech tyrants platform is content that says, hey, it really looks like Joe Biden won this race in Florida, despite the fact that he doesn't actually have the votes to win in Florida. I thought that's how we did things. No. We're counting the votes. Dreaded air quotes twice now. We're counting the votes in Florida. So that's weird because it's 2 weeks after Election Day. Meanwhile, the Republican posts, Donald Trump's others saying, hey, folks, this is really weird. This counting the votes isn't actually counting the votes. This looks like they're finding new votes that were not eligible because they were sent in after Election Day. No, you got to take that down. You got to take that down. Get ready. Weird how the Transition Integrity Project is involved in all this pressure, too. The ones calling for a street fight after the election. This piece goes on. There's another group out there. Here's a new one. I told you about Protect the Results and the Transition Integrity Project and their big liberal donor money and their connections to our pal Soros. Here's another one that makes its appearance. This group, Joe. You gotta love their names. They should call it the God Project. The Loyal to the Almighty Lord Project. We Love Americans Through and Through Project. Their names are hilarious. Protect the Results, which should really be called Pollute the Results. And the Transition Integrity Project, which should be called the Transition Street Fight Project. Here's another one called Accountable Tech, which really means unaccountable tech. He quote, Julie Kelly, just to make sure Silicon Valley submits to their demands, a group called Accountable Tech, headed by, shocker here, Joe, two Clinton loyalists, is demanding Twitter, Facebook, and Google scrub any content that might impede the Democrat Party's disinformation campaign both before and after the election. The group released a roadmap for social media giants to heed. They better heed it. I mean, they're liberals. They work for these people practically. It's a sliding scale of penalties, including permanent deplatforming that would apply to accounts daring to run afoul of their speech silencing, basically post-election rules. Accountable Tech is going hard after Zuckerberg at Facebook in a July letter to Facebook's oversight board. Several groups aligned with Accountable Tech accused the company of actively facilitating voter suppression, magnifying rampant election disinformation, and seeding hate.
No.
They always do that, don't they? The drama, the hyperbole. And of course, Silicon Tech titans, populated with liberal radical lunatics in their boardrooms and everywhere else, fold like a cheap suit. Why? Because they want to. They don't have the guts to stand up and say what we did at Parler in the beginning. That's why I opened up that way. And that's just because I'm an investor there. To say, hey, I got this crazy idea. Like, we're just going to let people speak after the election and let other smart people figure it out. Crazy idea, I know. Now here's Google jumping in too. Last piece, last screenshot from Julie Kelly's piece. Google jumping in there. Google never wants to be another bunch of left-wing lunatics there. Google too is getting in on the act. The world's most popular search engine won't even autocomplete searches by users looking for information on what the company calls misleading content. You know what autocomplete is? If you put in Dan, B-O-N, and it fills in the Geno, if you're a popular search. This includes any inquiry that involves claims about one of the candidates, how to cast a ballot, or the overall legitimacy of the electoral process. Google will remove any featured results or advertisements that prematurely declare a winner in any race. You believe this? If you type into Google, you know, like I explained the autocomplete, did Trump win the, what's it going to say? Belmont Stakes? Did Trump win the Kentucky Derby? Did Trump win the 1996 World Series? It won't even let you autocomplete. Did Trump win the election? This is like, I know Nikolai Volkov from the old WWE, WWF, wasn't actually Russian. I think he was Croatian. But it reminds me of Nikolai Volkov, the old character, coming in with the big Russian hat on, the Russian flag. That's Twitter, led by Nikolai Volkov. Coming into the ring, Twitter and Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, led by Nikolai Volkov. This is the hammer and sickle flag. This is really happening. In America, this is really happening right now. We have tech tyrants telling you you were too stupid to parse through election information like we have on media channels for 50, 60 years on television and other platforms. They're telling you you're too stupid to figure that out.
The Dan Bongino Show.